wonderful, wonderful sunny St. George's Day. I'm really, really pleased to see you. My name is Simon Hughes. For the purpose of today, I am the publicity officer of the committee responsible for this project. And I'm very happy to welcome you. This whole day has come about as a result of this club and people in this club wanting to honour one of their most valiant previous club members. Somebody who was a local lad, born locally, lived locally, and in his all too short life was probably one of the bravest young people from this borough and this community who served our country in war. And that idea came from the club, and you'll hear from people in a minute who will tell you how that came about. And the whole idea of today is to launch to the wider community the idea that the club had of saying we want to mark his life and his achievement in a way that isn't just a secret known by a few, but is something known by the whole community and further afield. And we're really grateful for the people who've helped put today together as the first public part of the process. All the people in the club who've done fantastic amounts of work. Our friend Stephen Humphries is here, who is the person in Southwark who probably knows more about Southwark's history than anybody else, and works for the local authority as the person who we go to when we want to know anything about our history. The Imperial War Museum, which is one of the most magnificent museums in the country, and we have the privilege to have here in our borough. Representatives of Albert's family, who are here in the expensive seats at the front, and who will say something in a minute, which is, it's a real, real pleasure to be here. A friend of mine, Simon Waters, whose job is doing presentations like this, and who has put together the presentation for today, was an entirely voluntary contribution, which is really splendid and ups the whole profile. And then the people who you'll hear from, who are responsible for the plan for the statue and for the plan for the whole context of the statue, which we'll hear about in a minute. We chose today on purpose, A, because it's St. George's Day, but as you'll hear in a minute, secondly, because the great act of valour that we're talking about was on St. George's Day. It happened on April the 23rd, 1980. Just one more recognition. It's a very great honour for us to have the representative of the Belgian ambassador here with us, Mr. Gregoire from the embassy. The ambassador would like to come but couldn't be with us, but he has sent a very senior colleague to be with us. And on behalf of the ambassador, we've had a statement of willingness to collaborate in whatever way they can do to make sure the links between Belgium as a whole, Zeebrugge in particular, can be strengthened and continued throughout the whole of this process. And so we're very grateful for that indeed, really appreciated. Just one apology, we've had the commanding officer of the Royal Marine Reserves in Old Jamaica Road with us this morning, Steve Cruden. He apologised that he hasn't been able to stay for this part of the activities, had to go to do something else, but he is fully signed up to being supportive and linking all the people that he has links to. And that's really appreciated too, and we have other colleagues we'll refer to in a minute. So without further ado, I want to ask the historian, so important is this club, the historian of this club,